This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming, to movies, TV shows and pop culture, to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you from Chicago, USA, with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here, live from the NVP studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. Google Trends expert Justin Burr is going to join me to break down the top five search trends on Google and the most watched YouTube video this week. Thanks for joining me, Justin.
Hey, great to be here.
Tell me, Justin, what was number five for this week?
Number five, we've got a lot of baby-related news, but most notably, we've got Tammy Duckworth. So she's a senator for your home state, Illinois, and she became the first United States senator to give birth while in office, which is wild. I feel like it's crazy. It's 2018. How has that not happened before? But she gave birth to Miley, which is her second daughter. And yeah, again, first U.S. senator to ever give birth. She actually did give birth in 2014 when she was a member of the House of Representatives. So it's her second child. But, you know, Tammy Duckworth is a really inspirational figure outside of just, you know, giving birth in, as a senator. She actually lost her legs in 2004. She's an Army veteran, lost her legs in Iraq in 2004, and has been, just a huge fighter after that, and has been incredible, everything that she's been able to accomplish in her life. And in terms of, you know, just implementing policies for women and mothers, she's been instrumental in a lot of different regulations and things for just new mothers having access to breast pumps and feeding rooms and things like that in airports. And she continues to kind of make sure that new mothers are able to bond significantly with their child and do a lot of different policy work around that. So congratulations to Tammy. Also, another thing, Seth Meyers' wife, Alexi Ash, she gave birth to their second child in an apartment building lobby on Sunday before they could make it to the hospital. It's pretty outrageous. And then also Tristan Thompson cheated on, you know, Chloe before she gave birth. So some good and bad baby news.
It's like babies everywhere. What was number four?
Number four is prom. And this one's hilarious because it's prom season right now. So all these little crazy high school kids are turning to Google to figure out, like, what the heck's going on. So, like, the top searches are how to get a prom date, how to be a good prom date, what do you do after your date with prom? What do you do at prom with your date? And how do you dance at prom with your date? Which is pretty silly. Also, some stuff like how to make a corsage. First off, don't make a corsage, man. Just go out and buy it. You're not going to be able to make a significant corsage. But, yeah, man, prom is a fun time. Shout out to my date, Jackie, who's now my roommate and one of my best friends, fun fact. But I probably should have taken Savannah Sellers to prom. Sorry, Savannah, if you're listening. We were, like, kind of dating at the time, but I don't know, I got nervous, but she's, like, kind of famous now, so it's like, but yeah, prom coming up.
I can't believe, like, people are, at, like, I guess kids are asking all these questions to Google. Shouldn't they be asking their parents? Like, that? Like, I would ask my mom, you know, like, okay, where can I get, like, a corsage at, right?
Maybe that's more uncomfortable. Maybe they're, you know, in high school, you're, like, in that phase. Maybe you're in that phase where you, like, don't really want to talk to your parents. Your parents, like, aren't that cool. So, you know, it is cool going to Google. But, yeah. Kids, if you're listening, just ask your parents. They've been there. They've done that. They know what's up.
Pretty much. What was number three?
Number three, we've got Coachella kicking off this week, this weekend, actually kicking off today. And, you know, obviously everybody knows what Coachella is, but if you don't, awesome music festival in Indio, California, two weekends every single year. It's been going on since 1999, which is wild. But they actually didn't have a fest in 2000 because they lost $800,000. In the first year in 1999, but then they brought it back in 2001 and they moved it to April. Originally it was in October, which was terrible. So moved it to April to be in more springtime. Then in 2002, they introduced camping and that's when everybody got stoked and they started to turn a profit and it's just been the cash cow money machine ever since then. But man, Coachella is awesome. I've been the past 2 years. I'm not going this year, but I'm going to watch the live stream. And how do you watch the live stream? You go to YouTube and you can watch the live stream, which I've always gone weekend two, so weekend one, I always watch the live stream, and it is so much fun. So if anybody's listening and you're sad you can't be at Coachella, running around with all the celebrities and the flower crowns, go to youtube.com/Coachella, and coverage starts today at 1:30 p.m., and yeah, man, it's awesome. It makes you feel like you're there.
At Coachella, who's going to be performing?
Yeah, man, we've got The Weeknd, Beyonce, and Eminem are the headliners, but then also Cardi B, Migos, Portugal the Man, Odessa, Kygo, Haim, Haim, however you want to say it. But then also Rolling Stone said there's some bands you got to look out for that you may not be aware of. We got Big Thief, Brockhampton, Cuckoo, Greta Van Fleet. Yeah, so Japanese Breakfast, obviously. So check those out.
Oh, my God. I wish it was in my backyard so I could just roll over and go, but whatever.
I know. Well, you got Lollapalooza coming up, which is a phenomenal lineup as well. So
You're right. Okay. I can't forget about it. It's just I'm greedy and I want it all.
I know. Have you ever done Coachella?
No, I haven't because I'm just too lazy to get on a plane and go somewhere.
Fair enough.
What's number two?
All right, we've got pollen count. Spring has sprung in a lot of different places. I don't know about Chicago just yet. Maybe. I think it's been kind of nice there recently. Yeah. But a lot of people are turning to Google to figure out, hey, is there a ton of pollen in my city? And basically all you need to do is just search pollen count in whatever city that you're in on Google. Real quick update for Chicago. Guess what? You've got no pollen. So people with seasonal allergies are unlikely to feel symptoms right now. So that is a good thing for you guys. But, yeah, basically every single year these plants are releasing these, like, small little reproductive cells. And they fly all over the place, and they make people sneeze and have red eyes and itchy throat and things like that. So it's kind of a bum. 35 million Americans suffer from pollen allergies. So, you know, there's a good chance that you might have some pollen issues this spring.
That is so funny. I mean, do you really need to go on the internet to know about the pollen count? Because I know you start sneezing, and that's it. Like, boom, there's pollen in the air. Does it really matter?
Well, you could turn to Google and be like, oh, wait, there's a ton of pollen today. I'm going to just sit inside and watch Netflix, you know, kind of give you that extra layer of protection and just stay away from the pollen zone.
Nah, that's just I don't want to leave the house today and I need an excuse.
Exactly. It's a perfect excuse. Hey, sorry, can't make it. Pollen count, you know, it's out of three. I'm dead.
You're right. That is a good excuse. We're going to do that from now on. Like, I can't go out. The pollen count's too high.
Yeah. There you go.
What was number one?
Number one, grilled cheese sandwich day, which apparently is a thing. So everybody's trying to figure out what the heck's going on with grilled cheese sandwich day, and everybody's eating it. So there's a lot of just really top sandwiches in these local states. So I'll tell you what the Illinois one is, and maybe you're aware of it. Jerry's in Chicago. They've got the good old American, which is a mix of cheese on challah bread. Then they've got the Stoner, which is mac and cheese and hot sauce, or the nut ball, which is cheese and cashew butter. I don't know. Seems pretty questionable for that. But, yeah, everybody's trying to figure out, like, turn into Google to search for cheese. Even though the top trending cheese this past week was cottage cheese. So, like, don't be making cottage cheese sandwiches, please. That sounds terrible.
Somebody tried it, and it must be good if it's the number one trending.
I guess so. I mean, more maybe they're just searching to like be like, what is cottage cheese and how, why is it so terrible? I don't know. My mom loves cottage cheese.
I love cottage cheese. Whatever. You haven't found a good one. What with Fritos? With Frito chips, you just put it cottage cheese and hot sauce, and boom, you got a beer. Bam, you got yourself dinner.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
You eat cottage cheese with Frito chips?
Yes, the big scoops. It has to be the big scoops, and then you have like hot sauce. And the hot sauce is, it's a preference. So I like Tabasco sauce on mine. So you just dump that on there and bam, you got yourself dinner.
That is so interesting. I honestly have never even heard of that, but I'm intrigued. Good on
really?
You.
Really? Oh my God. It. This is like, I grew up on that.
Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I'll ask around today. I wonder if anybody at work is aware of this cottage cheese Frito trend, but. Hey,
it's not a trend, it's a thing. Maybe it's just in my family thing.
I see. Okay. All right. Hey, good on you.
So for this week, what was the most watched YouTube video?
Dude, it is so ridiculous. This kid yodeler from Walmart that just exploded through the internet in the past week or so, Mason Ramsey. And I'm sure everybody's seen this meme of the kid in Walmart yodeling and then all of the remixes of his music. I don't know. It's just been such a sensation. But he went on Ellen, obviously, because Ellen loves to, you know, latch on to the kid's fame and things like that. And, yeah, it's great. He's on there. He's talking about how his dream is to go to college and perform at the Grand Ole Opry. Spoiler alert, she gives him, Walmart gives him a scholarship, and then she books him at the Grand Ole Opry. So he's like freaking out because he's super juiced. He also performs Hank Williams' Lovesick Blues, which is what he did at the Walmart, which made him famous. So he does it on her show. And I got to say, he's extremely musically talented. He's only 11 years old. But I felt like, I don't know, did you watch the clip? I felt like it was so forced. It felt a little bit scripted, the way he was like talking about how country he is, and he likes to, you know, sit up against a tree and put a weed in his mouth and like take a nap. I don't know. Felt a little forced. He's musically talented, though, so good on you, Mason. I respect it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Justin, for joining me. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Talk to you next week.
This has been the Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Head to WGNradio.com for exclusive content by Mason. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter @MasonVeraPayne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.